This is podcast number 86 for the well-educated mother's heart. Hi, I'm Marlene Peterson, and today we're talking about building character. A question I get frequently is, what books do I recommend to build character? My reply is always the same. The objective of the writers of the older books was almost always to build character in young people. So they're loaded with character-building examples, and they even provide direct references to the character lessons they are portraying. The books I post in the Libraries of Hope Library, I would say, are all character-building books. So just read freely from these recommended books, and you'll find what you're looking for. But then, frequently, that request is taken one step further, and I find moms who want stories with specific traits, like honesty or kindness or courage. Some have even gone so far as to organize their monthly learning around specific character traits. But my opinion is a caution against that. It's a subtle form of compulsion. Children may thereby understand the traits with their minds, but it may not have gotten deep enough in their hearts for them to desire to acquire the trait for themselves. The best way of instilling character, as taught by the heart educators, is to immerse your children in a variety of stories, and then allow them to draw the lessons out for themselves that they're ready for. A child who has been caught being dishonest may not benefit from a story about honesty in that very moment, because the dishonesty is serving some kind of purpose or benefit to him, much like if I'm about to eat a warm, delicious chocolate chip cookie fresh out of the oven, that is not the time to tell me about what it will do to my waist. I need the desire before I ever put the cookies in the oven in the first place. You can have several children listen to the same story, and one child will connect to the lesson of kindness, another to honesty, another to courage, according to what he or she is ready to take in. A child can listen to the same story a different time and derive an entirely different lesson. That is the power of stories acting on individual hearts. Having said that, you may feel impressions to share stories about specific character traits from time to time, so I have included a section with a few stories sorted in that way found under the other category on the categories page. I've also placed some recordings I've made that talk about the best kinds of stories to tell to teach certain character traits on that same page. These lessons came from a little red book I happened to come across in a library used book sale called How to Teach Children Through Stories by Elizabeth McCracken, published in 1916. I was hoping I'd be able to find a copy on Internet Archive to share with you, but there wasn't one. In fact, I couldn't find a copy anywhere to even buy. That same day, as I meandered through the maze of bookshelves at the sale, I happened to catch a set of red books out of the corner of my eye, 15 volumes of them. It was The Children's Hour, compiled by Eva March Tappan in 1907, not to be confused by a series by the same name compiled by Marjorie Barrows many years later. It's a wonderful collection of stories. And then I made an exciting connection. I went back to Elizabeth McCracken's book, and on the title page it said, A Guide to the Use of the Children's Hour. And here I was in possession of that very series. All the stories Elizabeth referenced were in this set I now owned. Again, I hope to be able to link you to the books in Internet Archive, but only a few of them are available. So I did the next best thing. I started recording the chapters in Elizabeth McCracken's book, where she shares ideas and insights in how to teach various character traits, and she helps you to see how the fairy tales, fables, epic tales, and other stories accomplish the task. And then I started recording the specific stories she referenced that are nearly impossible to access any other way. I'm going to share some of these chapters over the next few days in my podcasts, and we'll start posting the other recorded stories as soon as we can get to it. The introduction of Elizabeth McCracken's book was written by a George Hodges, and it reads, "The titles of the 24 chapters of this book describe the good child. These are the qualities towards whose attainment all our parental energies are directed, our domestic discipline, our patient or impatient admonition, our watchfulness, our aspirations are for the sake of these excellences. If we can secure them for our children, we may be content. But how? Some say by the direct method, Tell the children with unfailing plainness of speech, and with proper penalties following, what they ought to do and to be. That is, no doubt, part of it. It is the general opinion of teachers, however, that the larger and better part is indirect. Provide the children with materials out of which they may construct their own sermons and preach to themselves, for that is how human nature works. Children form their convincing ideals from the heroes and heroines of the stories which they read. Here is a wise guide who knows both books and children to suggest how the connection between the story and the child may best be made. Close quote. I know I learned a lot from her wisdom, and I think what you'll see is that through immersing your children in fairy tales, mythology, epic heroes, legends, fables, folktales, fine literature, and especially encouraging them to spend much of their time with the stories of great souls, this process of character building will happen very naturally over time and in the best way and the most effective way. Somewhere along the way, help them begin to notebook what they're learning and applying. One more thing I want to mention again before I end today's podcast, and then I'll be back tomorrow with the first lesson on character building, starting with courage. Audio stories make it possible to share more stories with your children. I hope you will consider recording stories you especially love, because it will be reflected in your voice, and then submitting them to LibriVox. Let me know so that I can link them in the library. With a lot of us recording, we can preserve many of these forgotten stories with that added layer of the music of your voice. I had a pool of recorders who I paid to start recording stories, and I will link their recordings in the website, but I just couldn't bring myself to charge for them, and so I realized it wasn't going to be able to sustain itself. So I've suspended that project, and I'm hoping many of you will volunteer to continue making the recordings. Furthermore, LibriVox is well set up to archive the recordings, and they'll go out to a much larger audience, which ultimately is a general uplift to our world. Go to LibriVox.org and you'll find a lot of tips for recording, and they'll get you going. Who knows, maybe you'll find a career and a talent you don't even know you yet have. My understanding is that Audible found many of their readers that they pay to read their books from LibriVox's pool. And what a great way to improve your reading skills, to bring these stories to life for your own children. So that's all for today. See you tomorrow.